Okay, Chevra. We've been learning the sugya of beginning of Kira, and the Gemara has a suffix whether when the Mishnah says nosna la tavsho, does that mean lishos tnan, does that mean vahatzer tnan? And that suffix, to be put in different words, is do we paskin like Chananya? Chananya says that shehiya, to leave an item on the fire from Erev Shabbos, is permitted once the food is higiyah l'maycho ben drusai. If the Mishnah is saying l'hafzir tnan, that means shehiyah is going to be mutter, like Chananya says, once it's maycho ben drusai. This is a machlokas harishonim, of course, how we paskin. No? It's two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of Resh Nun Gimel. The Shita of Rif and the Rambam Chachmei Sfarad in general is that we paskin lishos tanan, right? In other words, that we do not paskin like Chananya. And therefore, the only time it's mutter to leave something on the stove from Erev Shabbos is if the food is already fully cooked and the food is mitztamek v'ra'on, right? In other words, additional cooking for the food won't do anything. And one of the rayas to this yisod is the fact that all of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis is pilpuling, whether we hold mitztamek v'yafalai is mutter, or maybe it's only mutter is mitztamek v'ra'on. Hello, why are you pilpuling so much in Lamed Zayin Amud Beis about this? If you hold like Chananya, right, you shouldn't need such a pilpul. So this leads those Rishonim to say, you know what? We don't hold like Chananya, l'halacha l'maisa, Rif, Rambam, first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, is that it's only mutter if it's mitztamek v'ra'loi. The Balei HaTosfos, however, disagreed. Balei HaTosfos tells on the top of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph that we have a whole complicated rereading of the Mishnah, la'olam emolach, and that teaches me that we really hold like Chananya, zok the Balei HaTosfos. Mishum dekayim like a Chananya, like we'll explain later on, that's why we're madfik the lashon to explain the Mishnah like Chananya. L'halacha l'maaseh, we really hold like Chananya, zok the Balei HaTosfos. This is mufur in Tosfos Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph Dibur Maaseh L'Olam. We tried to point out that Tosfos Dibur Maaseh Iyam Bishlama was also saying that, and certainly Tosfos on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, Dimasva Amir Rav Sheshes, is saying that also. Rav Sheshes basically says, Tarvayhu Tanina, that we have sources for both Yesodos. One Yesod is that once it's Karamu Paneha, which is the same as Michael Ben Jusai, it's going to be Mutter. That means I paskin like Chananya, that Higela Michael Ben Jusai is going to be Mutter. And we also have a Yesod that Mahachzir is going to be Mutter once it's Garfa Katum, like Beis Hillel, etc. That's what the Gemara says. Of course, that's how we paskin.
Doesn't everyone hold that Garfa Katum Hachazara is Mutter? I mean, that's not Machlokes.
The fact that Hachazara is Mutter by Garfa Katum, there was a Machlokes, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel.
After the Tanoim.
Right.
After the Tanoim.
Correct.
Yeah.
There's a Machlokes, what the Machlokes is between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel.
Right.
Right. That much we know. Oh. So we paskin, the Balei HaTosfos paskin, like Chananya, that basically lahachzir tnan. Right? So far, so good. Now, there are some other shitos in Rishonim that we'll talk about in a few minutes, which are slightly creative. For example, the Bahamar. Right, let's learn the Bahamar together. Morai Rabotai. The Baal Hamor is Reb Zerachia Halevi. He came from the town of Lunel. Right? Lunel sounds like moon. Lunel is in the French Riviera. That's where you hang out, right, Jimmy? No? Okay. not recently. Okay. But the town of Lunel sounds like moon. That's why he called himself the Baal Hamor. He felt that on Seder Noshim Nezikin, you need a lot of light in order to write a parish, so that's the Mar HaGadol. Seder Moyed is easier since the Mar HaKadol.
He didn't call himself the Bahamar. He wrote the Mar HaKadol.
He wrote the Mar HaKadol, the Mar HaGadol, and we call him the Bahamar. Correct. Right? That's a fair point. So the Bahamar writes as follows. On Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Again, I have the old printings of the Rif and Bahamar. On Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, eight lines into the Bahamar. There's like a two dots that begins Vahatema Hagadol Shebedivrei Harif. Right? In the Bahamars and the newer Gemaras, it's going to be the Hatema Hagadol Shebedivrei Harif at the beginning of a big section, big paragraph. And like three lines after that says, Klal Hadvarim Halacha Kechananya. Right? Zakhli Baal Hamar. We pask in like Chananya. We pask in that once it's Igi Yalom Meichel Ben Shusoy, it's Mutter. Umas Nisan Lahachzi, it's Nanish. Amolishos Mashin Afilo Tavshil Shelo Bishel Kot Sarkoi. Vuhu Shigia Kemeichel Ben Shusoy. Kama period. In other words, the Baal Hamar says that we hold Lahachzi, it's Nan, and Shehiyah's Mutter, once it is, then the Bahamar has like five or six lines where he debates with the Reb Haigon as to whether there is a distinction, the halacha, between a kira and a tanur. That's a detailed point that we'll have to pick up on later. And then the Bahamar writes, and I'm jumping, I skipped, I'd say five lines in the Bahamar, he writes, Hani mili b'mitztamek v'ralo. Hani mili b'mitztamek v'ralo. Zok the Bahamar, that this, kula, that once it's higi ala maicho ben shusai is mutter, that's true only when it's mitztamek v'ralo. Ava mitztamek v'yafelo, is a machlokas between B'nai Ma'adincha and B'nai Ma'arava, which is a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel on the one hand against Rabbi Yochanan on the other hand, like the Gemara said, you guys who are closer to Rabbi Yochanan follow Rabbi Yochanan. We are closer to Rav and Shmuel, we follow Rav and Shmuel. Depends where you live, right, about something that's mitztamek v'yofelo. But the kula that we have of Higi Alamaycho Ben Jusoy being mutter, Hani Mili, Zuck the Bahamar, that kula is only true by Mitztamek Viralo. Comes along the Ramban, he jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, and the Ramban says, hold it, Bahamar! You're telling me that something can be Michael Ben Shusoy and I could still clear whether it's Mitztamek V'yafeloy or Mitztamek V'ralai. Michael Ben Shusoy means that there's this rabber, a known figure. Presumably he went to our yeshiva at some point, right? A known figure called Ben Shusoy, and he steals from people and he eats food that's not fully cooked. So you're going to tell me, Zuck the Ramban, that by Michael Ben Shusoy there's a distinction between Mitztamek V'yomo and Mitztamek V'ralo? We never had such a thing. Right? Every food that's Michael Ben Shusoy means it's a third cooked, a half cooked, Machlokes Rambam Rashi. Right? But of course, further cooking makes it better. Of course it's Mitztamek V'yomo. For some reason, the Baal Hamar is assuming that you can be Michael Ben Drusoy and still be Mitztamek V'ralai. And Zuck the Baal Hamar, La Halacha, the only time I am Meiko like Chananya is by Mitztamek V'ralo. Now, the advantage of the Baal Hamar is you can have your cake and eat it. In other words, you can have Daf Lamed Zayin on the base that's pilpiling whether it's Mutter b'Mitztamek v'Yavoy or Mitztamek v'Ralai, and Zuck the Bahamar, it's not a Raya to the Rif who says that it has to be Nisbashel Kol Tzarko, because the category of Mitztamek v'Yavoy or Mitztamek v'Ralai is Shayich, even though it's only Higi Alamaycho Ben Shusoy. Isn't this a powerful Bahamar? Right, the Bahamar is telling me that the category Mitztamek V'yafaloi, Mitztamek V'raloi, right, we can pilpul in those terms. It's a meaningful category even when something is Higia L'maycho Ben Shusoy only. So that's a third Shita Harishonim. No? Again, Rambam Rif hold, it has to be a special cult circle. Tosfos holds categorically Michael ben Jusai helps. Comes along the Baal Hamor, and the Baal Hamor says that Michael ben Jusai is going to help when it's mitzdamek v'ralo. But if it's mitzdamek v'yafelo, right, then Michael ben Jusai doesn't help, then you need Bishul Kol Tzarkel, apparently. But, right, some would permit Bishul Kol Tzarkel mitzdamek v'yafelo. But Michael ben Jusai mitzdamek v'yafelo comes along with Baal Hamor and he says it's aser. Woo! That's impressive, no? It's an impressive, impressive Baal Hamor. Good? The amazing thing about the Baal Hamor, which is that A, he ties up the loose ends in the Gemara. B, the Pashtus is Zot Hagon Reb Kiva Eger in Sif Gimel. The Pashtus is that Maran Hamhaber B'Shulchano, that's called the B'Yosef Karon, the Shulchan Aruch, for the Ashkenazim among us who need a translation, right? The Mahaber seems to paskin like the Baal Hamor in the second opinion. Remember, the Mahaber gives us two opinions. De'a Rishona is Rif and Rambam. De'a Shniya is that it's Mutter once it's Higi Yalom Eichel Ben Jusai. Ready? But listen to the expression of Maran Hamhaber B'De'a Shniya. Ready? V'yesh Amrim Shekol Shenitzpashel K'machal Ben Jusai O Shenitzpashel Kol Tzarkol Umitztamek v'yafelo mutar lahashchoto al gabi kira. Right, to translate, mutar lahashchot al gabi kira. Anything that is cooked k'maycho ben jusoy is mutar, or if it's mispasho kol tzarkoy and it's mitztamek v'yafelo is mutar. That's what the Mechaber writes. So it comes from Rebbe Kiva Eger. Rebbe Kiva Eger says v'shteita. Zot Rebbe Kiva Eger, the Mechaber seems to be telling me that within the second day, what we call the Baal Hamor. In other words, that Michael ben Jusai is mutter, or if it's his special called Zarkai and Mitzadik V'yakulai is mutter, implying that the Mechaber holds that Michael ben Jusai is only mutter if it's Mitzadik V'ralo. Michael ben Jusai is only mother from Islamic Viraloi, and that, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, is precisely what the Baal Hamor said. Right, did the Olam see this Reb Kiva Eger? The Reb Kiva Eger owes this special called Tzarkai. In my Shulchan Aruch, in the green Shulchan Aruch that many of us have, it's on page 342, the bottom of the first column of Reb Kiva Eger at the beginning of the Siman, but it's really going on the Yesh Omer at the end of the beginning of the Siman, it's really going on the Yesh Omer at the end of the Siman. So this is the Shita of the Baal Hamor that Reb Kiva Eger assumes at first glance sounds like the Mechaber is passing also. Mr. Adler.
First day
says it's only mutter in the special called Tzarka and Mistamik Peralo. Second day in Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter even Michael ben Jusai.
But
second day in Shulchan Aruch, right? It's mutter if it's Michael ben Jusai or if it's the special called Tzarka and Mistamik V'yakalo is still mutter. It doesn't say it explicitly, but by implication, Zot Reb Kiva Eger, it's pretty clear. Because it says, if it's Nispasho Kol Tzarkel and Yafalo, it's Mutter. Or it's Mutter if it's Ben Jusai. It doesn't give me the clause within Ben Jusai of whether it's Yafalo and Ralai. Presumably, Zot Reb Kiva Eger, the Mechaber means to allude to the fact that if it's Ben Jusai, it's only mutter if it's Ralai, because he says Yafalai in this special called Tzarkel. And I know that there's a sheet of the Baal Hamor out there. So Zot Hagon Reb Kiva Eger, that the Lashon of the Mechaber sounds like the Baal Hamor. Let's just read the Reb Kiva Eger inside.
It's just Hananya.
No! Because Hananya would say that once it's higiel ma'akol ben Yosef, it's mutter legamrei, and I don't have to tell you anything that if it is nispashal kol tzarko, whether it's mitzamek v'yavlai and mitzamek v'ralai, I don't have to use those terms. I should, if it's straight chananya, like the Balei HaTosis would say, right? So then I would just say kol shehigiel ma'akol ben Yosef is mutter. Aber shteknish, it says higiel ma'akol ben Yosef is mutter, or mitzamek kol tzarko and mitzamek v'yavlai is still mutter.
But it's not chananya. I mean,
it's chananya within the understanding of the Baal Hamor. The Chananya only permits Michael ben Jusai when it's mitzamek v'ralo. Azoy states.
So the Baal Hamor holds either. So he holds Michael ben Jusai v'ra or Mitzamek
v'yafet. Correct. Either or, and that seems to be what the Mechaber says.
One of the mitigating factors is permitted.
But the brilliance of it is that you learn the Gemara, Mamish jumps at you. Right? If Mamish jumps at you from the Gemara seems to be saying, right, what do you mean? How come Lama Zayin Lama Beis is needed? Right? Why are we poopaling about Mitzamek V'yafalai Yana? I'll tell you why. Because it's a relevant category. It's a relevant category within Michael Ben Jusai. Yosef.
Well, this is like a methodology question, I suppose, but Rikki Dager's Kiddush assumes that, so Shulchan Aruch assumed the reader would link this up with the Baal Hamor Shita, right?
Yes.
Because Pesha reading the Shulchan Aruch, no one would ever think this, because Machal Ben Josai, by definition, you would assume is necessarily the stomach of the Tov V'yachol, right?
In the film, would have to say.
So, speak to me. Zog Besser.
Being that Pesha Pesha from the Shulchan Aruch alone is that it's not like it's Machal Ben Josai, both V'yachol and both. That Machal Ben Josai is Yavelo. Is it fair to assume that the Shulchan Aruch was writing for an audience that thought would have known in the Baal Hamor?
So, okay. I think Shulchan Aruch assumes that the audience who was reading his book were Talmidei Chachamim, who knew Baal Hamor. That I know from the Hakdama of Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch. He assumes that people know all the dinim and they learn Torah, but they face it all the time. But if you want to review dinim quickly, like once every 30 days, so take this book called Shulchan Aruch. So I'm assuming he does know it. But the first point that you made, I think, is a very strong point, which is that you could read Shulchan Aruch as saying that Michael ben Jusai is mutter, even mitztamek v'yafelai. Right? Now, that is the way Rabbi Mordechai Willig, Shlita, in the Am Mordechai, page 39, says, he says that maybe Shulchan Aruch is going like the Ramban Shita. The Ramban holds that all Michael ben Jusai is by definition mitztamek v'yafelo. Now, the only problem with this is, do I assume what Professor Jacob Ellman calls the omnisignificance of every word in Later Day Authorities? You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Professor Ellman has this famous article where he writes that we believe that every word in Torah is mamish golden, obviously. And there are chidushim. There's an extra word in a pasuk, mamish. The Gemara is going to make chidushim. Do I assume the same in later authorities? Am I medayik in a Gemara when there's a stray phrase that it's teaching me a din? Am I medayik in the Rambam when there's a stray phrase that it's teaching me a din? Am I medayik in the Shulchan Aruch when there's a stray phrase that it's teaching me a din? According to Rabbi Willig, the Mechaber over here is not teaching me any chiddush with the expression of nispashal kol tzarko mitzdamek v'yafalai. Mechaber could have just said Michael ben Jusai is mutter. End of conversation. We know Michael ben Jusai by definition is mitzdamek v'yafalai, and they could have stopped there. Rabbi Akiva Eger is assuming the omnisignificance of every word in the Mechaber, and every word in the Mechaber that seems to be a redundant word is teaching me a chiddush. However, Rabbi Willig is saying, maybe the Shulchan Aruch is going within the day of the Ramban, and you're right, there is no chiddush in the nispashal kol tzarko aspect. Right? Because, okay, but again, I ain't shom b'dvarav.
Yeah. Is it, I mean, one could still read a Kiddush in there, because we've seen conversations in Rosh Hashanah about both extremes. Like, the longer it'll take to make Hidro, if it's totally wrong, not very quick, then it's okay. The more you get towards the cook spectrum, the more top it is, the more important it is difficult.
Right, and that's the Gemara Yud Ches.
Right, so.
And we'll talk about that in a few minutes, yeah.
So there is more reason to be Machmir or Bang Spashal Potzer of the Yakulot, because maybe because of how readily available it is to eat. Yeah, you don't want to heat it up.
Like
we've seen conversations on both ends of
the extremes. Okay, so I'm not sure if you're thinking of this, but you might be saying a tremendous chiddush, which I saw in our dear beloved friend, everyone, the Megillah Sefer. Right? Tremendous chiddush that we found in our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer. He says Azoy. He is very into a shita of Reb Haigon that is not quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Bahamar makes it to the Beis Yosef. The Reb Haigon does not make it to Beis Yosef, but the Reb Haigon says something as follows. One could argue that if something is Michael ben Shusoi, remember, if the chashash over here is Shema Yechata. Shema Yechata means I might stoke the coals. However, something that's cooked only to Michael ben Shusoi, let's say it's cooked a third of the way. So even if it's Mitztamek v'yofeloi, even if additional cooking will make it better, I'm not going to stoke the coals. Because to get from a third of the way cooked to all the way cooked requires a lot of stoking the coals, and it's a tircha. This is an art, right? To stoke the coals so much, to get from a third of the way cooked to all the way cooked, no one's going to do that, maybe. But when something is already nisbashal kol tzarkai, and it's mitztamek v'yafelo, so then I could argue that there's more room of a chashash of Shema Yechata because a teeny drop of chitoy, right? To get it from 99.9% cooked to 100%. Well, you need a teeny chitoy. So there's more room lesser, right? That's the chiddush of... That's the chiddush of this Reb Haigon. So according to Reb Haigon, it goes as follows. According to Reb Haigon, goes as follows. Michael ben Shusoi is always mitztamek v'yafelo. But I might not make the gezeira of Shema Yechata because it requires a lot of chitoy. But once it is nisbashal kol tzarko, and all it requires is abisa, a kleine chitoy, what you need is a little bit of soaking the coals. Oh, maybe in that situation, I would say it's more of a problem. Kamash malon the mechaber, the chiddush of the mechaber is that even a tiny drop of chitoy I'm not choshesh for. Not only am I not choshesh, once it's higia l'maycho ben Jerusoy, that I'll be mechater, because it requires a lot of chitoy, so therefore I'm not choshesh. But even when it's in this special cold circle, and all it requires is a little bit of chitoy, even then, I'm not choshesh. This is the opinion of the Megillah Sefer, and that, ladies and gentlemen, might be what the Mechaber means. The Mechaber might mean that. Zach, I know you raised your hand. Okay? Shalom.
No, I was coming back on my phone.
Okay, good.
I was going to say that we had that in the rush earlier, that generally the closer things are to cooked,
the more there is a chash, right. So again, the Megillah Sefer is basing this on this Reb Haigon that he dug up. Kenzine, it could be that is the pshat. I think it would be a nice take on the situation. So now, if you go through the Reb Akiva Eger, now maybe we'll hold off on going through this Reb Akiva Eger. If I have a few minutes at the end of Shir, maybe I'll do that. But I want to go back to the basic Shitas that we've shown them, and then we'll come back to going through the Reb Akiva Eger. So far we have three Shitas that we've shown them. Again, Rif Rambam, Paskin straight, that it has to be in the special cold circle, mitztamek for Raulo. Toisus Paskin straight, that Nispashu Kamachu Ben Shusay is always mutter. Is always mutter. Baal Hamor says Nispashu Kamachu Ben Shusay is only mutter when it's mitzdamek v'ralai. Right? That's the Baal Hamor's take on the situation. It's a different shita in Rishonim. What about Rashi? Ladies and gentlemen, how does Rashi pass? So you have to learn a few Rashis. Okay, the thing about Rashi is he writes a lot in different places. So let's follow the paper trail. We'll go in order of the Masechta. Yud Chasam Beis. Rashi Dibra Hamasko Bashal Shapra Dami. Okay, this is the famous Gemara about Kidra Chaisa. The Gemara says that if I have a raw piece of meat, so it takes so long to cook the raw piece of meat, so I'm not choshe shema yichate, because it's going to take so long anyway, why would I be mechate? Right? That's the din of kidra chaisa. Then the Gemara here on Yudches Amid Beis says Bashil Shaper Dummy. Bashil Velo Bashil is Usar. If the food is cooked, Shehiya is Mutter. If the food is Bashil Velo Bashil, presumably partially cooked, then Shehiya is Usar. No? Okay, well let's define those terms. What does Bashil mean? What does it mean the food is cooked? So the Bali HaTaisis would tell me, cooked means... That what? That bushel means Michael Ben Shusai. But Rashi writes on Yud Chesem Beis that bushel means, Zot Rashi, Mevushel Kol Tzarko. Mevushel Kol Tzarko means, Lecha'ora, that Rashi is not paskening like Chananya. Bushel Shaper Dami, if it's Mevushel Kol Tzarko, it's Mutter. That's what you're thinking, Rashi. Right? I don't think I'm saying any big Chiddush. Rashi on Lamed Dalet on the base. Dibra Hamaskil Shema Yechat Gezeira Shema Yechat Begacholim. Rashi writes, the concern is that after dark, Misha Hashecha Shebola Vasha Kedera Shelo Bishla Kol Tzarka. The Gezeira Shema Yechat Begacholim is on a Kedera that's not fully cooked. And even if it's Bishol Kol Tzarko, it's Aser, unless it's Garif HaKatam. Rashi on Lamed Dalet Amid Beis also paskins Mufurash against Chananya. Right? Rashi is saying that even Garif HaKatam is not going to be Matir. One second. Even if it's Mevushel Kol Tzarko, it's not going to be Mutter unless it's Garif HaKatam. As I state Rashi, Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. But now, let's turn to our Rashi, to Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Rashi Lamed Zayin Amid Beis writes, Dibra Hamaskel V'Rav Sheshes Nami Diyuka Demasnisen Kamash Malan. Right, the Rav Sheshes is teaching me the diuk in the Mishnah that we go like Chananya. Mishum delo masna la behed yakar mushari. Right, it doesn't say often, it doesn't say beferish on daf yud ches, yud tes, that if it's Michael ben Jusai it's mutter. So Rav Sheshes is teaching me that diuk. And then Rashi puts on his posek hat. Remember, Rashi is not only a mafarish, Rashi is a posek also. So Rashi writes, va'ana demashinan kedei ra'agabe kira. She'ena Gerufa, we, B'nai Ashkenaz, the Jews who live in Worms, are Mashe, a Kedera, on a Kira that's not Gerufa, Zakdash, Yad Chananya Samchinon, Hayotnan Stamas Nisan Kavosei, we are relying on Chananya, because the Beferishim, the Stam Mishnah goes like Chananya, like we said, Karmu Panashari, and even though it's not Mavushal Kotzarko, and Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, like Chananya, that the Mishnah is Mishum Chazara, right, etc. You only require Grufa Mishum Chazara, but Shehiya doesn't require. Or the Amoram who Aser hold that the Mishnah is Lishos Tanan. So Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis seems to be so sad the Rashi on Yud Ches Amid Beis and Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. Because Rashi on Lamed Zayin Amid Beis is telling me that we pass in like Chananya. No? So this is a problem in Rashi. It's a problem in Rashi. There's a steer in Rashi's. Does anyone want to try to answer the steer in Rashi's? Zen.
Just anan samchina.
Speak to me.
I mean, just saying it's like, you know, this is what he's like trying to justify what liberal Jews
So what Rashi seems to be doing is he's trying to justify what liberal Jews do. I think that's what you just said. Right? In other words, our practice is based on Chananya.
That's it.
But Rashi L'cha'ora is not really paskening like Chananya, but Minhag Yisrael carries a lot of weight. And what we do is based on Chananya. But if you'd ask me, Rashi L'chatchila, I would tell you not to follow Chananya. Right? L'cha'ora, this is the pshat in the Rashi. That Rashi does not really hold like Chananya. He says, Ad Chananya samchinon. Right?
According to how he really holds, has experienced our mission.
What?
Has experienced our mission,
then. Again, so there's a steer in Mishnayis, and there's a machlekes how we paskin, and... Right? Again, like, how would the Rif explain the Stam Mishnah? How, I mean, again, we could actually... We might talk about that in a few minutes. If you don't hold the Chananya, how do you understand the Mishnah of Karmu Panah? Hold on for 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. Maybe I'll get there, and maybe I'll say something. Yeah, Yosef?
If it were true that Rashi was only trying to justify Jewish practice, well, why would he back it up with the reason of it being the Stam Mishnah is like...
Again, our Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshes Tarvayu Tanini. Right? Rashi says that we rely on this. Right? And as Rashi is giving me a halacha lemaisa in the sense of what people do is that they rely on Chananya and they rely on that Stam Mishnah. But elsewhere, Rashi is pretty clear that we don't hold like Chananya.
But isn't the reason to hold it's not Stam Rashi
gives. That, I mean, Rashi is just quoting the Lashon HaGemara here. The Lashon HaGemara, right, is that Stam Masnis and Kavasei.
Right, but he's using that to back up the reason why we're summoning Hananya.
But you get the impression that Rashi. Again, I have a problem with Rashi. I have a steer in Rashi's. So the yish of perhaps, what Zach is suggesting, the yish that I think reads within Rashi, is that it's just samchinon. Now this is especially likely, I'd say, because I know of one major league Rishon who holds this way, called the Rush in Simen Aleph. Huh? Look at the Rush, Seif Simen Aleph. Ubishvil Sharabu Hadeos. I'm probably 6 lines before Simon Bey's in the Rush. Ubishvil Sharabu Hadeos Bahai Piska. The Yisrael Adukim Bemitzis Oneg Shabbos. Velo Yishmu Lahachmir. Hanachwahem Kiminik Shinahagu Alpiha Poiskim Kachananya. Zuck the Rush, because Klal Yisrael is aduk b'mitzvahs oneg Shabbos. Isn't this a beautiful way of saying a limud zechus? The Rush really holds that you shouldn't rely on it, no? But because Klal Yisrael wants it in the midst of oneg Shabbos so much, and they want half food on Shabbos, and sometimes it's difficult to have the food set up and cooked. Remember, you can't work late in the day if you're a Rifnik or a Rambamnik. Because you have to have the food fully cooked before Shabbos. Right? But Klal Yisrael is oduk in the inyan of owning Shabbos, and they're not going to listen to us. It sounds like a mutav shu shogig in line. Hanach lahem Yisrael. Hanach lahem kiminik shenahagu based on those posts in Kachananya. Based on...
What?
You could have a plan.
Yeah,
nothing at me. Okay. Yeah, you could. But... Still, Klal Yisrael doesn't want to have Garfa Katum because, I don't know, maybe it's not as hot. I'm not a cook. I don't know these things. The Ramur writes, Nahagu Lahakel Kisvar Achreina. The Minig is Lahakel. Like the second Svara that Michael Ben Shusai suffices. Zot the Bir Halacha, that the Beis Yosef quotes the two Svaris, and the Beis Yosef quotes the Rush, Dimipnesh Yisrael Adukim B'mitzis Onik Shabbos U'Bavadai Lo Yishmu Lanu Hanach Lehen Yisrael Mash Mizeh Derak Mishum Zeh Lo Ratzel Limchos V'chein HaBeis Yosef Gufa Mimash HaHetik Deir Rishon L'Bestoma V'Adir Shnir B'Shem Yesh Omrim Mash HaGamkin Daito Notel HaHachnir אך מכל מקום, אם בנו כוח למחוס במקילן, שכבר נהגו העם כיש אומרים, כמו שכסף לרמה. Meaning, the Bir Halacha is saying, even though the Rama tells me, נהגו להקל כסבר השנייה, כסבר האחרונה, but don't you do that. You shouldn't rely on the סבר השנייה, because even the סבר השנייה is only based on מוטב שהוא שייג again, because he cries as Aduk, B'mitzvahs, Onik, Shabbos, etc. Don't rely on that Svar HaShniyah, Zach, the Bir Halacha. The Rush didn't really want to rely on it. According to our approach, Rashi didn't really want to rely on it. Tosfos is not like that. Tosfos holds that we pass in like Hananiah. End of discussion. Tosfos says, you read the Gemara is like jumping on its head, standing on its head, trying to come up with like how to read the Mishnah in a far-fetched way. Tosfos really holds that we pass on like Hananiah. But the Rush, and I contend Rashi, and Zach agrees with me, something about the last name, right? That the Rush and Rashi are saying, we don't really hold like Hananiah. The Minig is like Hananiah. There's a smach for the minhag based on Hananiah. Right? It's a limud zechus.
You open the rabbim anyway.
So,
right?
Maybe.
Besides everything else, it's a yachid versus the rabbim.
Yachid.
Hananiah is a yachid, the chachomim or the rabbim.
Okay, but Hananiah also has a stam mishnah, kavosei.
Right.
Right. So Tosfos points out in the few mesecht is that yachid v'rabbim doesn't necessarily
follow through all the time.
Right, especially when there's a stam mishnah against it. Now,
Rabbi Yehuda
Rabbi Yehuda knows he's putting it down because he held that way, so it's no longer a yachid.
Yeah.
Al Kain, Zot the Bir Halacha, Bivadai Tov Li Zohar Shia Mavushal Kot Sarko Kodem Chashecha. Don't leave any food on an open fire unless it's mevushal kol tzarko. Ah, im irash, and this acher hadovar, like you have guests who come before shkiyas hachama, and you have to cook some food for the guests, so then you can do it. As long as it's cooked kachatzi bishol before, right, before shkiyah. But the Bir Halacha says we really hold like the day of Rishona. No? Halacha l'maisa, the Bir Halacha holds you really like the day of Rishon. The Chazon Ish is inclined that the Rama says nahagu ha'am, you paskin like the minig of Klal Yisrael. Right? The Rama writes nahagu l'hakel. Right? This is really in some, it's like the opposite of what we'd expect. No, I always would expect that the Chazon Ish should be a Jew who's less inclined to follow minhag. Chazon Ish is very textual, no? But the Chazon Ish says over here, no, there's a minhag. He writes that the Rush doesn't really mean just as Hanach Lahem Yisrael Mutar Shu Shog again, but the Rush really means, again, you should read the Chazon Ish. It's Lamed Zayin Os Gimel, Lamed Zayin Os Vav. Correct. Every other Chazon Ish is like paskin based on the text. That's why over here he tries to reinterpret the Rush to say that the Bir Halacha's interpretation of the Rush is not correct. But the Chazon Ish basically is saying that we really hold like Svar HaShniyah. Then maybe we should read the Chazon Ish. Lamed Zayin Os Gimel and Lamed Zayin Os Vav. Fine. Let's go back there. Let's go back to this Reb Kiva Eger just to make a few more points. Reb Kiva Eger begins Yosef?
I'm wondering about the Chazanish. I don't know why anyone would have to reinterpret the Rush. I mean, the Rush definitely ends off saying you should not.
The Rush says, Hanach Lehem Yisrael. I translate it, and the Bir Halacha translates, Hanach Lehem Yisrael, saying, Hanach Lehem Yisrael Mutter Shu Shoygig Vayom Mizidin.
No, but he says
more than that. They're not going to listen to us. Right? If I remember correctly, I think what the Chazon Ish means is Klal Yisrael won't listen to any chumras over here. Hanach Lehem Kaminig Shenahagu, which is a absolutely correct minhag based on the poskim like Hananya.
Right?
It's not saying just don't protest, but saying no, we really hold like the poskim like Hananya. Again, I made the mistake of not looking at this Chazon Ish right before the shiur, so I'm a little bit fuzzy on exactly what he says. If I remember correctly, he makes the point that Hanach Lehem over here is not Mutzim Shu Shoyg again. It's a totally different type of Hanach. Yeah, is that?
Can you talk a little bit about what we say Kuisol Ben Malachim?
About what?
When you say Kuisol Ben Malachim, I've heard Pastor say that.
Kuisol Ben Malachim.
Isn't that like some
Mishnah? Kuisol Ben Malachim is a Mishnah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Ben Malachim.
Yeah,
yeah. Again, this is a very large topic. In general, B'nai Ashkenaz focused on Minhag more as a halakhic source than B'nai Svarad did.
It's only since the Mechavad.
I don't think that's correct. In the Balei HaTaisvis, what Jacob Katz points out in his article is that the Balei HaTaisvis and Avodah Zarah and elsewhere have long defenses of minhagim that Chayes are doing that seem to be against the Gemaras. The Chachmei Sfarad are inclined to say, okay, you're doing business with the guy 3 days before the festival, you're wrong, stop doing it. The Balei HaTaisvis say, no, if Chayes is doing it, we'll have to come up with some explanation. In general, the minhag in Ashkenaz was that minhag, the approach of learning in Ashkenaz, that minhag carried more halachic weight than it did in Sfarad. This is a massive, massive topic. If you're interested, I could try to give you some of the literature that I've read on this to try to say it, but it's a much longer topic. Okay, let's go into the Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Rebbe Akiva Eiger first begins that it's nispashel kemeichel ben shusoi, but mitzvah for yafalo is osir, like the Baal Hamor says. But then he asks a stira in the Mechaber, because mimashel kosev acharkach v'lo huzgar grufo k'tume ela b'shehisko lehispashel v'lo higia lemeichel ben shusoi mashma t'vigia lemeichel ben shusoi mutar b'chol inyan. And the Mechaber later on says, when do you need grufo k'tume? You only need grufo k'tume if it's not higia lemeichel ben shusoi. Frekli v'kiva eger, if you really hold like the Baal Hamor, so then you need grufo k'tumah even when it is higiel amaychol ben shusoi, if it's higiel amaychol ben shusoi mistamek v'yafalo. So he asks a stira in the Mechaber. Then Reb Kiva Eger has another ha'ara. Shulchan Aruch sounds like if it's not higiel amaychol ben shusoi, grufa uk'tumah helps. Shulchan Aruch says, I need Maichel Ben Shusai when I need Grufok Tuma, excuse me, I need Grufok Tuma when it's not Higiel Maichel Ben Shusai. So I started to cook the food a tiny bit, not yet Maichel Ben Shusai, then I need Grufok Tuma. Zot Reb Kiva Eger, that's not so pashat. And that's not so pashat for the following reason. We pointed out that the Rif does not hold like Hananya, no? The Rif holds, it has to be in the special code circle. But Frek the Bahamar asks, one second, but the Rif at the end of the first Perek, on that mission of Hakarmu Paneha, the Rif quotes the Gemara. This Rif is on Chesam Ra'ala, Fidabe HaRif. He quotes the Gemara, and how much is Krimas Panim? Oh, Krimas Panim is Maichel Ben Shusai. So Frek the Bahamar, hello, Rif, what are you doing to me? You don't hold like Hananya, how come Sof Perek Kam, at the end of the first Perek, you are saying Maichel Ben Shusai. That's the Rif's guy. That's the Bahamar's kasha. Comes along the Rush B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah in Simen Aleph. And the Rush B'Shem Rabbeinu Yonah says, one second, you're messing up. It's like the Rush. How come the Rish Paskins Meichel Ben Shusay the end of the first parak? Because Rabbeinu Yonah the Imbas at Timahon the Itzrichahu Perusha Afilu LeRabbanan the Afilu LeRab the Oser Mitzdamik VeYafelo the Ashrina Kimish and Nitzolumi BeOdion Kameichel Ben Shusay Mashen Also Agabe Guru FaUktuma. Comes along the Rush Bashim Rabbeinu Yonah and he says, Rish, how come you hold like Michael Ben Shusai, you paskin against Hananya? So the answer is, comes on Rabbi Yonah, no, I need Michael Ben Shusai in a situation when it's grief of Tuma. If you haven't left there already, then you need Michael Ben Shusai. That means that according to the first daya, that does not hold like. According to the first day, that does not hold like Hananya. You can't just put any food at all on a blech. To put food on a blech, it has to be Meichel Ben Shusai. And Reb Kiva Eger continues to explain that the reason for this would be that there's a chash that Dilma Magus. Right? There's always a concern, food's going to be on the blech, maybe I'll stir that food. If I'm going to stir that food, I'll be in violation of Bishul. But once it's Yigiel Meichel Ben Shusai, and according to the Rashba, and places on the book of the base, right? Once it's Yigiel Shlush Bishul, this ain't Bishul Achar Bishul. So therefore, I'm not worried, I'm a Magus. So what we have is a Reb Kiva Eger, who is pointing out that it's not so pashut what Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says that once you have a blech, everything is mutter. Comes along Reb Kiva Eger and he says, but according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, everything is not mutter. Even with a blech, it has to be Meichel Ben Shusai. Ari, last question, then we'll dive in.
Does that mean that, within the amount of time before Shabbos, it would not have been able to be cooked? Meaning, you can 9 o'clock in the morning, you can put something on the blech
to throw. No, right. In other words, was the food Meichel Ben Shusai at the onset of Shabbos? When Shabbos comes in? Right? That's the chavir what it means. Again, we should go through the rest of this Reb Kiva Eger carefully and look at what Rabbi Willink has in the Am Mordechai beginning of Simon Hay. He mamish, Reb Kiva Eger makes like 3 points and Rabbi Willink tries to reject all 3 of these points, which is interesting. And what I did not get to today and I planned on getting to, and I guess we'll have to get to him Yetz Hashem on Monday, is the Tosas on Lamed Zayin on the Beis and the way Rashi would learn these sukkahs. There's a lot more to say, but Ochaz on the Moed will go weiter. Okay, have a good Shabbos, Chevra. Yashikoa, thank you for listening.